The Mediterranean Sea is now the Atlas migration route in the world.
In the last years, more than 25,000 people lost their life.
And this is only the number that we know.
I'm not afraid of death because then I know that I'm already dead. The only solution is the sea.
There are a lot of people that die at sea, and we don't even know about their stories, their life, their names.
This sea, it has become a graveyard.
Every second, every minute is important, and this is why to be quick means to be able to rescue many lives and many people as possible.
The rhythm of rescue in this rotation has been very intense. We had 11 rescues in 3 days and a half. For sure there is a constant fear for the people that are there, because they are of course desperate and fighting between life and death. We need to make clear that we are not Libyan coast guards. This is something that they always say. I prefer to die at sea than going back to Libya.
Women and children, double deck. Il y a good copy. Over.
All those boats, they're not made to cross the Mediterranean. They're completely overcrowded. It's really like a miracle to see how they could make even few miles. Imagine that you are escaping from a situation and you put all your life in maybe one bag, put yourself and your family on a boat, hoping you would not lose your life at sea.
Last one. You have it?
Yes.
I'm a sailing teacher, and I wanted to put in these skills for this humanitarian and political action that we are having at sea. I decided to do this because of the politics of migration that Europe has, and it's something that could be completely avoidable.
We know that there are thousands and thousands of people fleeing from Libya every day, even now, and there is not a coordinated action to search for those people and to rescue them.
Basically, the search and rescue operations are left only to NGOs that organize themselves.
Guys, we are here to rescue you, okay? Yes.
I was afraid to die in this water. The sea and the sky, they look like each other.
We will rescue you, okay? Guys, really, eh? One head. One by one.
I was very nervous and afraid. I only pray God, come on, help me, please. I'm not afraid of death because I know that I'm already dead. The soil, the only solution is the sea.
The engine, when we are arrived near the international water, the machine is stopping.
When I saw Joe Biden, they say, hey, but I was very happy. I don't know, it's God. It's a miracle of God.
I will never forget when they are coming to save us. Some people that are crying, you know, because we are staying in the water 8 hours. We did not have anything, no water, no food. They are really heroes.
There are not heroes in this job. There is just people trying to help the others, knowing that there is an unfair situation going on every day at sea.
the last people we rescued, they reported that they've been at sea for 3 days. They departed from Tripoli.
They were at sea for 3 days under the sun and with no water, with no food. They were completely exhausted. For Jobarent is the first time that we have this amount of people. We have now on board 659 people, including 117 minors and 4 newborns, a lot of unaccompanied minors, a lot of families.
This is my friend, baby.
When I see is a woman and small and children, you know, I feel this so sad. Why life is so hard like that? Why? Ask myself every time, every moment.
Among the survivors, there are 20 different nationalities.
They should be disembarked in a place of safety. We don't recognize Libya as a place of safety.
Libya now is the most dangerous place in the world.
In Libya, there are a lot of different mafias and militias, but also different authorities. They take advantage of the desperation of the people trying to escape from their countries and to reach Europe.
And it's a business made because there is not a safe way to get in Europe.
They will kidnap you and go and sell you. Do you know that goat is expensive more than human? Like slave, they treat us like slave. If you don't have money, you're dead. One day I was in prison with my friend, they come and take 4 people, and one of the men shoot them, with Kalashnikov, shoot them, and they go and bury them.
A lot of people, they report that they have been tortured in a video or during a call with their families in order to get more and more money.
Even they make me video, they tie me like this. Then they take a plastic and a fire, they burn me on my legs. All this damage. I said, Mom, please help me. I was crying. They said, if you don't pay the money, you will be died with punishment. So I love my mom. She helping me, all of the people helping me to send me that money. I said, thank you. I will never forget that.
So these people that say that we should send back those people to Libya, I would say that it's like to say now, a lot of people fleeing, a lot of civilians fleeing from Ukraine, we should just send them back in the middle of the war. They have in common the hope for a new and a better life, the strength to pass through all they have been through. Poverty, climate change, wars, forced marriage, forced army.
We have sent many times, at least 7 times we have called.
We have no control on the time. Here we also want to disembark as soon as possible, and it's the government that has to give us the green light, and this is why we have to wait.
Can happen to wait several days or even weeks. Psychologically, they still suffer from a lot of violence that they had to been through.
So think about this. Every minute, every hour that you spend talking with your friends, that you spend playing games, that you spend helping us, is a minute or an hour that is getting you closer to entering in Europe.
There are also some medical cases that are quite serious. Majority of them, they're very, very weak. It's also something that increases a lot the spread of disease on board. The frustration, the tiredness, it's spreading among the survivors and also among the team, of course. This is a search and rescue boat. This is not a refugee camp at sea. But this cannot last so much time. 5 days, we will finish the food. Don't know which kind of solution we can have.
So we have so good news for you guys. We have received a message from the government saying that we can go.
crazy.
It's from the moment in which we start to get closer to the port. They're afraid of not being able to get the refugee status, being sent back to their countries.
My dream is to be accepted, to help my family. I want them to be okay. I want them to say that daddy is the best. Yeah, my brother, yeah. I'm happy, but I'm not so happy. You have many brothers, many sisters who have been died here in the sea. I do not allow anybody to try this journey. It's the most dangerous journey in the world.
I would like to walk and get family and a safe life, beautiful life, peace life. I need like that.
Well, it's quite sad also to hear sometimes the expectations about how it's going to be in Europe and then knowing that the expectations are higher than the reality.
My first dream is to start the school. When I was finishing the school, I have more dream, but I will take it step by step, step by step.
Yay, the last one!